4. It's called Raghunath Cuts the Chains. Of course, we're speaking of Raghunath Das Goswami. Tanra Paraduli Lana Sarva Grehe Aila Nityananda Kripa Pana Krit Arta Manila. After taking the dust from the lotus feet of Raghava Pandit in Panihati, Raghunath Das returned to his home, feeling greatly obligated and grateful to Nityananda because he received the merciful benediction. Because we heard previously that he pleased Lord Nityananda, and Lord Nityananda blessed him that very soon he would be able to meet Lord Chaitanya and attain his association and divine seva in Puri. That was the benediction that he gave him, that he would attain the ultimate shelter of Lord Chaitanya, which he wanted more than anything in life, more than wife, more than wealth, more than name, fame, position, influence, anything. He just wanted that. He ran away so many times from a wife more beautiful than the goddess of fortune. He ran away so many times from opulence and wealth and family heirloom worth billions of gold coins. He ran away from the power and influence of being the zamindar for a huge area. Could care less. He wanted the service and association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now by the mercy of Nityananda Kripa, he would get that. Sehaite abhyantare na karena gaman bahiye durga mandap jana karena shayan. From that day, when he got back home, he did not go to the interior section of the house. He would sleep in the outer part of the house, in the Durga Mandap, the place where Ma Durga is worshipped. So at the doorway or the outer part of large estates, they often worship Shiva or Ganapati or Durga. And they may have some other deity inside, but on the outer side, outer area of the mansion or house or whatever. And the Shilpa Shastra is describing building of temples for Vishnu. They also have, they're called digdwaras. They're protecting the directions and the gates. And so generally in Vishnu temples, they have it on the outer gate, they have Ganapati. There's a statue of Ganapati or some murti of Ganapati. Because, of course, he's a great servant of the Lord and creates all auspiciousness. And you'll see when the six Goswamis built their temples and the entrance, above the entrance to all their temples, there's always a Ganapati Murti. If you're a little observant, you'll see that in Govindaji Temple and Madan Mohan, Radharaman. The actual entrance that everyone enters into, I'm not sure that everyone usually goes, and that's actually the side entrance. But when you do Parikrama of Radharaman, when you go around Radharaman Didi, Parikrama, then when you go in the other door, then you'll see above the door Ganapati, because that's actually the main door. But so that this is the standard. So he's staying out there, practically out on the street. And that's far away. The outer quarters in the Durga Mandap is far away from the inner quarters, where his wife is and the rest of the family. So practically speaking, he's the heir apparent to his father's vast estate and control. And he's the young married man of the most beautiful, opulent wife. And he's sleeping out at the gate like a humble chokidar, because he got the mercy of Nityananda. It's told in some bhajans that if one gets the mercy of Nityananda, the first proof of that is he gives up sense gratification. Vishayacharyas, like that. He gives up sense gratification. So this means Nityananda has blessed someone. So he's given up vast sense gratification just by a momentary meeting with Nityananda. So much kripa he got. This is the proof of Nityananda Kripa. So how do we measure or gauge Nityananda Kripa in our own lives? Well, one way we can measure how much we receive Nityananda's mercy, how much we're detached from this material world. And we can also pray to Nityananda for detachment and for his blessings. Because unless one is totally detached, this is a symptom of bhava, virakti. Virakti means detachment, virakti. So unless one is detached from this world, it's very difficult to get asakti, to get attached to Krishna. Vacho vegam manasakota vegam, jiva veda udrapashta vegam. Rupa Goswami is preaching the same point, detachment. So now it goes on to explain the situation of how did he live there at home. Tahan jagi rahe sava rakshaka gan, palayite karena nana upaya chintan. However, the rakshak gan, rakshak means not rakshasha, but rakshash, but rakshak. They're the protectors, like Raki. Raki means to my brother protects me, whatever. So Raghunath was, they were always watching him. Is he going to escape? Is he going to try to run away to Puri? So they're keeping a very close eye on him. Hina kali goda deshera savabhaktagan prabhure dekite nila chale garila gaman. At that time, it was just about to be Chaturmasya, about 1 month later. All the devotees were going to Jagannath Puri to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tansabara Sange Raghunatha Jaite na pare Prasida Prakata Sangha Tavahindara pare. Raghunath could not accompany them, for they were so famous that he would be caught immediately. Emata chintate daive ekadine bahire devi mandap karyachena shayane dandachari rachi jave achi avashesh jaro nandan acharya tabe karila pravesh. So this is a very interesting arrangement that Nityananda not only gave this mercy to Raghunath Das, which translated into his detachment, but also inspired him from the super soul vantage point that you should sleep out there, sleep on the outside, practically outside of your house, because that also makes it very convenient for someone to meet you at the outside door without anyone else knowing about it. So what happens is he was thinking, how can I escape? E mata chintate daivi ekadine. He was thinking deeply how to escape. And then, one night, while he was sleeping on the Durga Mandap, Mandap means platform, his guru, Yadunandanacharya, entered the house when there were only 4 dandas remaining until the end of the night. 1 danda is 24 minutes. So this means about end of night means that when sun is coming, sunrise. So that means about 4 o'clock in the morning. So now his guru is coming there. So guru knows the heart of the disciple. He knows that my disciples receive the mercy of Nityananda. And he knows that the heart of my disciple, he wants to go to Puri to be with Mahaprabhu. So guru, because guru is Chaita Guru. The guru, the Diksha Guru, Diksha Guru, they're expressions and expansions of the guru in the heart, Antaryami, Chaita Guru. So Krishna in our heart, he knows us very dearly, and Krishna coming out of our heart is Diksha Guru, Shiksha Guru, he knows us very dearly. So he just showed up there one night at 4 o'clock in the morning. And how is he to know that his disciple will be sleeping on the Durga Mandap? That's not the place where anyone sleeps. Everyone sleeps in the anterior of the house. The interior of the house. Vasudeva dattara tena haya anugrihita Raghunathera guru tena haya purohita. Yadunandan was the priest, he was the purohit of his father, and he was the guru of Raghunath. Although Yadunandan was a Brahmin by birth, he had accepted the mercy of Vasudev Dutt. Advaita charyera tena shishyantaranga acharya agyate mane chaitanya pranadan. Yadunandan was officially initiated by Advaita Charya. Thus he considered Lord Chaitanya his life and soul. Chaitanya Pranadan. Anganayasya teno jave dandaila. Raghunathasitave dandavattakarla. Yaranandan, at 4 o'clock in the morning, in the dead of night, he entered the house of Raghunath and stood in the courtyard. Raghunath approached his guru, Yaranandan, and offered dandavats. Tanreka shishya tanra takurera sevakare sevachari jachetare saribaratare. Situation was, it almost sounds like modern days, Yaranandan Acharya's was a pujari, but he left his service. Happens sometimes even now. Pujaris disappear in the middle of the night or in the morning. I've seen in my own lifetime in temples. So Yaranandan, he wanted Raghunath to take his place and fill in the gap. He wanted Yaranandan came to Raghunath and asked him if he could induce that disciple to take up the service again. Because apparently he gave up that seva. Raghunathe kahaitare karaha sadan sevayena kare ara nahika brahman. Yaranandan asked Raghunath, please induce this Brahman disciple of mine to resume again his deity seva, for there is no other Brahman to do this. Eka kahi Raghunathe lanachali la. Rakshak Savashesha Ratri Nidraya Padila. After saying this, Raghunath Das, or rather, Yadunandan Sharya took Raghunath Das with him and went out. And by this time, then 500 years ago, just like now, all the watchmen were fast asleep. They're called watchmen, chokidars. They're supposed to stay up all night and guard the master and protect the house from thieves and dacoits. So what were they doing 500 years ago? Sleeping. What are they doing right now in Krishnabhanam temple at night? Sleeping. That's why Prabhupada's very clever and very intelligent. He understood that situation. So he told the temple president that one seva that the chokidars have to do is every hour they have to ring the bell. There's a temple bell. So then that means they have to stay up. But then unless somebody else is up, no one's going to catch them. So unless the temple president or someone is up at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. or 3 a.m., no one usually gets up till 4. So he bong, bong, bong. He rings it at 12 o'clock, then he goes to sleep. And he sets his alarm clock for 5 minutes to 4 or whatever. Then he gets 4 hours rest and gets up, dong, dong. But when Prabhupada came to Krishnabhanam temple, this is in Leelamrita, then Prabhupada, he gets up at 1 o'clock in the morning and he starts translating, or he started translating at that time. So then he was listening. He didn't hear the bell go off at 1. It didn't go off at 2. It didn't go off at 3. It didn't go off at 4. So then at Mangalarti, Prabhupada sent a message with his servant, call Gunarnava. Gunarnava was the temple president. So Gunarnava came to meet Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, as soon as he paid obeisance, Dandavat Prabhupada, how may I serve you? And Prabhupada looked down and said, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And he was like this. Hear what? Because there wasn't anything. He said, listen, did you hear that? He said, no, Prabhupada. My hearing's not very good. I'm not hearing anything. That's right. That's right. They didn't ring the bell. That's why you didn't hear it. That's right. You didn't hear it. You're not hearing because your chokidar did not ring the bell at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or 4 o'clock. He was sleeping. So you should fire him or make sure he stays awake. That's why I've instituted this ringing the bell. It's very important. I remember sometimes in Mayapur, and a long building, not a long building, it's called a lotus building. This is the old days. Temple used to be on the bottom. I guess it still is in one sense. Bottom of a lotus building, a little bit further, a bigger temple room. And it's called a lotus building, Padma, whatever building. So the chokidar, he sits there at the entrance. You go up to some steps and he sits there with a shotgun. And all the time, the devotees, we used to get up, you know, 3, 3:30, 4, and sannyasis, we stay there. And he'd be sleeping, so we would go and take the shotgun out of his hands and take it to our room. And then he'd wake up and it's like, it's very costly and very hard to get one. It's licensed also. And then he would be frantic. What happened to him? And it's his job, and he was sleeping, and this is solid proof. Then we would give it to the temple president or temple commander and say, you can, guess what, you know. We'd do it like every week. It's such a regular thing. So devotees are all in Mayapur sleeping, and so is the chokidar. So here it is, and 500 years ago, the chokidars are conveniently sleeping. Just like when everything is arranged by Yogamaya to bring, Yogamaya means that energy which brings the devotees to Krishna, and Krishna to the devotees. So Yogamaya arranged for the chokidars to fall asleep, just like when Vasudev was carrying Vasudev Krishna from Mathura to Gokul. He was in a prison house. He was locked in the prison house of King Kansa in Mathura. Big, heavy steel balls and chains around his feet and shackles and bound by his wrists and everything. He couldn't move, couldn't even move his hands 5 inches. And suddenly at midnight, right after Krishna was born, the shackles and chains and locks, they mystically, magically opened up. Hey, I'm free. And then he had this idea, I'll take my son to Gokul. I'll take this Vasudev, this Devaki Nandan, I'll take to Gokul. But how will I get, there's so many doors to this, from this prison house to outside, there's so many doors of the palace and the prison and so many watchmen with big swords and spears. How will I get by? So he, and they're all locked, all the gates are locked. I don't have the key of what to do. So as Vasudev was walking, he went to the first gate. And everyone was sleeping. And he looked at the gate, and he saw that locked, and all of a sudden the gate went. That was a good prop here. The gate opened up. Then he went to the next gate, and the chokidars were sleeping, and the gate opened up. This was magic. This Yogamaya did this. And then he crossed the Yamuna like this. So now, Raghunath, every time he tried to escape before, the chokidars were right on him. They nabbed him. They caught him in a second. He couldn't go anywhere. Now, mysteriously, in the presence of his guru, everything became perfect. In the presence of his guru, everything becomes perfect. And that's a principle. And when you're with the guru, and Sangha with the Guru, everything becomes perfect. And you can ask any devotee, they said, whenever we were with Prabhupada, everything went perfectly. It was like magic. It's because the Guru he's Krishna's agent. So here he is, everyone's sleeping. Achayera ghara itar ihar purve dishate kahite shnite dune chale se pate. East of the house of Raghunath, just near the house of Raghunath, was the house of his Purohit and Guru, Yadananda Acharya. They talked together as they went towards his house. Apparently there was a deity in his house or ashram, and his Pujari or disciple didn't want to do the seva, so he wanted Raghunath or find someone or to preach to him to do the seva. Ardapate Raghunatha Kahe Guru Charan Ami Se Vip Sadi, but Taimu Tomastan. Halfway along the path, Ardapat, Raghunath, he fell at the feet of his guru and he held tightly onto his Guru Charan. Guru Charan. He said, "Listen, Gurudev, I will go to the home of that Brahmin, your disciple, and I will induce him to return, and then I will send him to your home. Tumi suke gare yaha. More agyahai, e chale agyamagi karila nishchoy. It's very, oh Gurudev, it's very late. You must be very tired. Why don't you go home? You can go home now and rest without anxiety. Following your agya, guru agya, I shall persuade the Brahman to return to his deity seva. So on this plea, after asking permission, Raghunath Das decided to go away. I guess we'll continue there tomorrow. And this title of this story is Raghunath Cuts the Chains. It's a very nice story. Lots of intrigue and excitement. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Gopal Dev Ki Jai.